Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Jude Adara, your host, and I am excited to have as our guest today, all the way from Jamaica, a brother named Grip Wrench. Before we bring him on, I would like you to hear this announcement by Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports, they are one of my favorite places to shop. Check it out.
Greetings, Akwaba. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports, they are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden metal shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tap-stained carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure, unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Unan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Unan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Unan. You'll be glad you did. And we are black. We are black. I am Jude Adera, your host, and we are still awaiting the call from Grip Wrench. And I'm here. Let me see who this is. Just a second. Area code 876.
Hello.
Area code. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Greetings. Is this Grip Wrench?
Yes, this is Grip Wrench here. Blessed love.
Blessed love, beloved. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Giving thanks, huh?
That's good. That's good. So where are you calling from, Baba?
Montego Bay, Jamaica. And now what to be exactly.
Montego Bay. Hey, listen.
Yes, man.
I might be coming there in November. Keep your eyes open, Baba.
Yeah, man. I will be the first to welcome you, man.
Yes, I've met a lot of brethren there and sister in there as well. So I'm looking forward
respect.
To coming down there. I'm coming with G.D. Hemmings. He grew up there, but we'll talk about his music later. Let's talk about you, brother. So were you born in Montego Bay?
Yeah, man. I'm a child of Montego Bay, you know. Born and bred. Yeah.
Okay. So you what is near to you is dear to you. You stayed near the home.
Yeah, respect. And the choice was made because of, you know, family and kids, you know?
Yeah.
To stay closer to them, yes.
So tell us, brother, what was music like in your home growing up? What kind of art were you exposed to while growing up?
In my home growing up, I grew up in the church, you know. So music in my home from a tender age was just gospel, you know.
Yes.
It was really now and then my father would turn on the radio. It was most like for news and stuff like that. But, you know, like reggae, you know, much reggae never played in my home as a child.
So how did you find out about reggae? At what age were you when you discovered reggae?
Well, from I was a child, because going to school, you travel and buses and all of that, and then, you know, you used to hear, like, system play outside, you know, like shops and, you know, you used to hear, you know, so I knew of reggae, you know, I knew of reggae.
So how did it affect you? When was the first time you heard reggae? I'm really thinking it was definitely outside of your home. So how old were you?
Yes.
How did it affect you? You knew it was different or what?
Yeah, I know it was different in terms of concept, in terms of beat, and in terms of lyrical, in terms of lyrics, you know, and it fascinated me. It fascinates me, you know?
Yes. So how old were you when you recognized reggae from gospel?
About nine years of age, because we are, you know, in Jamaica, everywhere is like, you know, close community. You know,
even though
reggae don't play in my house as a child, you also play in the neighbors, you know?
Yes,
you know, like far neighbors or other neighbors, you also play reggae. You also have sound system or stereo, and they, you also play, you know? And a lot of stores as well. I used to live close to a gentleman that all he played was Percy Sledge. 24/7, 44/8. Never stopped playing Percy Sledge. Yeah, so I grew up with Percy Sledge as well, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It seems to me that no one loves music more as a people than the brothers from Jamaica and the sister from Jamaica. Everybody loves music all over the world, don't get me wrong, but
there is a special
love and attachment to music in Jamaica. Can you explain that, brother?
And not only just reggae, music in general, I think what really happened is the radio. The radio do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Jamaica, at one point, reggae wasn't playing on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get reggae. You only get like 15 minutes of reggae, and it's the reggae have to be like ballad reggae. Right?
So you would get
artists like Barris Hammond, Barris Gordon, those kind of artists. Those are the kind of reggae that would play on the radio. It was just soul, calypso, you know, any other genre. Yeah.
So that is why
Jamaican so attached to those kind of music. I love those kind of music like that.
Because
the majority of the generation in Jamaica grew up on those kind of stuff. Reggae, when people really observed reggae in Jamaica, was in the late 70s, early 80s come down. That's when people really start gravitating to reggae.
Yes. Was that Bob Marley?
No Jamaica never knew of Bob Marley until he died. That's when Bob Marley songs start get played on the radio here, when he died.
Wow.
So
he didn't play. He played in concerts in Jamaica, right?
Yes, he was a prominent name here, but in terms of radio play.
He
was prominent here because of the politics. I think the politics, that is what really make him more prominent, you know? Mingo, because he was big, he used to travel the world and everything, and then, you know?
Yes.
You know the politics say. The politics always look to somebody to help them, to lie to the people, you know, to use. So Bob Marley was somebody that they use.
Not really
love of Bob Marley himself, but the love of what Bob Marley name could do to them. But we all been used, you know.
Oh, absolutely. We all being used, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
we all being used.
But, you know, of hearing that story, it really makes me appreciate how powerful reggae really is, because the powers that be did not want it to play. So my experience...
No, because the reason why, reggae carry a message.
Yes.
And the politician want to hide the message from the people. They
didn't
want the people to be wise, because reggae was teaching. Reggae was uplifting. Reggae was educating. So to have the people in the darkness, dumb, uneducated, it was to hide reggae away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know? To hide reggae, to hide Marcus Garvey, to hide those kind of teachings from them.
That's right. Colossi, everyone. Yes.
So, you know, And I tell you, it's something that continues even today. You know?
Yeah, you're right, brother. You're absolutely right.
Because so right now, music with message, they don't in Jamaica, they hardly play music with message, you know, because the politicians control the radio. People might not know this, but they control the radio. They tell the radio managers what they want to play, play happy music to keep the people happy while
they
rip and rob the country. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. So tell me, back in your early youth, tell me what song impacted you where it resonated in your very soul. What song was the first one?
Dennis Brown was a big favorite. Dennis Brown was a big favorite of mine. Any
what
Dennis Brown. I didn't have no one Dennis Brown song that I who it was since maybe now as a man I hooked on Love and Hate. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And some, but Dennis Brown, because when I was young, you know, I couldn't tell of the impact of a music at that time. It was just reggae and reggae in general. So it doesn't matter like who the singer is. It doesn't matter. It was reggae, but from I can remember, they identify music like that with Dennis Brown.
Yeah. When I came into the consciousness of conscious music.
Yeah.
It was not until
I think the best. I know a lot of people might not agree with me, but I think the best song Dennis Brown ever. I ever did was perhaps. me. And so, yeah, that song, oh my God. You call me singing, perhaps.
Yeah.
That song,
yeah.
Perhaps.
I
remember my brother, man.
Why don't you record that again? That would be nice if you would record that.
Yeah, I would have to find a producer who is interested to do that, because a lot of producers now are not interested to go in the studio to make beats anymore. I don't know why. I guess it's expense, you know?
Yeah. But we'll be there. We'll be there in November, and we get things going,
right.
About us, you know? So I wish that I had that tune in my cachet so we can play that. That is a beautiful tune. I was going to say that when I first came into reggae, it was in the mid-80s. And I, too, was attracted to Dennis Brown. And what attracted me most was that wicked bass line of The Prophet Rides Again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then his vocals on top of it. That's all I needed, you know. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the magnificent artist, recording artist out of Montego Bay, Grip Wrench. And we will be hearing from his music shortly. But before we do that, we want to ask a couple of more questions. Grip Wrench, when did people recognize that you had a voice that people wanted to hear?
Oh, it was from, because I started out in the dance hall.
Mm-hmm.
I started, but what I used to do, I love music so much that I used to collect the cassette of Stereograph Sound System with Josie Wales and Charlie Chaplin used to be on. You understand?
Yes.
So what I used to do, I used to stay at home and practice to DJ, like, because I started out in the dance hall as a DJ, to DJ the lyrics. I used to imitate the lyrics of Charlie Chaplin and Josue. You know?
Uh-huh.
Although wow. I forgot all of them right now, but I used to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
So you were yeah. very young at the time, huh?
Yes, I was very young. I was very
uh-huh.
young. But
uh-huh.
because when I started going to dance hall, I have to sneak out of the house. Yes. I mean, everybody gone to bed. I have to sneak out of the house and go to, and try and sneak in back before. You know? Yes.
Did you have any siblings? Do you have any siblings, brother?
Yes, I do. I have, well, my mom and my dad, they both have four kids together.
Okay.
Two dad just left two, just, yes. One girl and three boys. The girl and one of the boys die, and just me and my brother by my mom. But my father have other kids, you know, so I have other brothers and sister.
Yes, yes.
So yeah,
no one told on you sneaking out of the house?
No one. You know, apart from my brother, he knew. Because,
yeah.
you know, at one point he used to come along with me, you know. You know, because he was the one, you know, sometimes kind of pulled me away. So just time now, it's time to go back home, time now, before, you know. So at one point he started out with me, you know.
That is a beautiful story, brother. People don't realize the episodes that artists have to go through to answer the call. And that is definitely a representative of the call. No matter what your age was, you felt the call.
Yeah.
And you had that.
But I was still going to school.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen now at this first tune called We Need Freedom, and when we come back, we will talk about this tune. This is Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Ra, and we are here with Grip Wrench. Now we're going to listen to We Need Freedom.
It's a mind thing. All of the shackles were removed from our feet. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Lord, I'm saying freedom now. Everybody should be free. I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. Babylon, take your cuffs off of me. Because the cuffs you have on me, yes, have me down in poverty. Want to be free, like that bird in the tree. I know, Lord, my God, won't you let it be? I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. Like a bird in a cage, many times I cry. My wings are growing, but I just can't fly. Trying to be free, oh Lord, I tried. But I won't give up, no, I roll over and die. I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. I'm gonna leave this cage one day. Gonna spread my wings, oh Lord, and fly away now. I'm gonna take the wind and the high, and with my capture I. I need some freedom now. Everybody should be free. I need some freedom. be free. Free. Oh Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh Lord. I will be free. You will be free from poverty and brutality. Roll us down, Babylon. Take your cups off of me. Because the cups you have on me, yes, have me down in poverty. Want to be free and that burden that tree. And oh Lord my God, won't you let it be? I need some freedom. Freedom now, now. Everybody should be free. I need some freedom. Freedom now. Everybody should be free.
Yes, yes, we are black.
Yes.
We are black.
I need some freedom.
We're rip rich. We need some freedom, and we need a double order. Talk about that song, brother. How did you write that?
Oh, it was one day I was playing, going through some CDs, because when I'm at home, I like to really relax to some music, you know?
Yes.
And I was playing the CD, and I was listening to this song, by Betty White at the time. Tonight is the night that you know, make a woman.
Exactly, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. I was gonna say
so
that.
while the beat was playing, it just keep popping in my head, freedom. It just come in my head, freedom. And it was like there was no singing, it was just the beat. Keep pounding in my head. Freedom, freedom now.
Yes.
And I started to write the song, and you know, I picture myself and my fellow Jamaican in this cage as a bird, you know.
Yes.
And
yes,
that I picture the people suffering.
Yes.
Day by day in this one
yes.
situation.
Yes.
Just as a bird trapped, you know,
yes.
wings growing, flying up and down in the cage, but they, it's just that, you know.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
That is how you know the fulfillment of that song really come about, you know.
Yes, sir. That's a beautiful story. It shows that you have love and compassion for your fellow Jamaicans.
I do, man. It cuts and hurts a lot, you know, to
yes.
see that
suffering.
Human being could have other human being suffering the way
yes.
these politicians
yes.
have the people suffering, you know.
So talk more about that song. Did you have any parts in it that gave you time to pause that you were like, puzzle what to do next, or it just flowed all the way through from beginning to end?
No,
it just flow.
That's the thing with me as a writer, because I write all my songs, you know,
uh-huh.
apart from
uh-huh.
the one I covered. I write all my songs. And uh-huh. when I'm writing on a topic, I just stay on the topic, and whenever I start, I just flow.
I see. It flows like the River Nile.
Right, just like that, yeah. You know?
Now, who was the engineer, and what was the name of the studio you recorded this in?
Oh, the name of the studio is Jump Street Recording Studio. That song is produced by Peter Barr. He's the owner of that studio. And the engineer is a guy called Jerome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big up to Jerome. Big up to
but
Jerome.
But he's the one that built the rhythm from scratch. He play all the instruments in that truck. Yeah.
Masterful musician.
Yeah, man. You will have to meet him when you get to Jamaica, man. I'll you know, link you up with him, man. He's a very good, very talented musician. And he's
yes,
also an engineer, a studio engineer. He's the one that makes the song and do everything.
Wow, what a beautiful brother, man. I'm looking forward to meeting meeting everyone that I've been coming in contact with. So let's talk about when you wrote that song. How long ago was it when you wrote it?
Oh, I wrote that song in about, that song is more than 5 years old now.
Okay.
That song is going near close to about 10 years old. I mean, the concept of the song and everything.
Yes.
You know, the song itself, but not the work of the song. The song itself, the lyrics, the words, is about 10 years old, you know?
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful song. So where do you perform, and how often do you perform in Jamaica?
Well, I'm not doing any performance now in Jamaica. I guess because the radio here don't play me. So, you know, a lot of the people don't even know me like that right here in Jamaica. You know?
I see.
You know, because the radio here don't play me, because the disc jockey here, if you don't have money to pay them, your song don't get played. And I fall in one of those categories. So I don't worry about it. You know?
Mhm. Well, how about the other islands nearby? I understand
go ahead.
I was just going to understand that there are many, many more islands that you can work all over outside of Jamaica.
The islands now is I don't have like contacts with some of these disc jockeys. Any of these disc jockeys, a matter of fact, I don't have contacts for them. And I tried to reach out, you know, to a person. And then, you know how people stay. You can't be surprised of people, you know. So whatever they do, you know, no one wants you to be above them. So it's always... send me a song to my email, and when I do, they'll never get it yet. They'll never get my song, and I keep doing resending it, and they never get it yet. So I don't really bother, you know?
Yeah, well, I found you on Soundstage, so I'm sure many, many other sisters and brothers will find you as well. Brothers and sisters, we are here with Grip Wrench, a very warm-hearted and talented songwriter and singer. He's a recording artist in Jamaica, Montego Bay. And I really enjoy your music. At this time, we're going to listen to this other tune. It's called Freedom.
It's a mind.
Oh, that's the same song.
Yeah.
Well, I'll play one of these other songs. Just hold on.
Yeah, you know, but you can, you know, you can make the promoter them know, say, come on, Grip Wrench, you know?
Yes.
I don't have no bad record. I don't have no bad record against my name, you know, and I'm ready to travel the world, man.
Yes, indeed.
And to teach my people and to educate my people. Because my music is about upliftment, clean music, you know, that people can enjoy any moment, any time, any setting around any kid, you know?
Yes. Well, we're gonna listen to this tune here called Try for You. This is Ja Books.
Can't get me out of me out. Cry for the youth. them. Yes, me a go cry for the children. Oh, the ones when not enough food to eat, no shoes pan them feet, and them sleeping on the all concrete. With the youth them, yes, me a go cry for the children. Oh. The ones who have no food to eat, no shoes on them feet, and them sleeping on the cold concrete. Check over River Tan. Every day we live, we have the 30 rubbish pan. Yet still you take 60 million by van. I say TV, you don't have a plan. Hey, we have to set a foundation. Take the youth them out of frustration. Miss a big man, me tired fi go a station. Go cry fi the youth them. Kiss me a go cry fi the children. Oh, the ones when I no food to eat, no shoes pan them feet, and them sleeping on the cold concrete. Fi the youth them. Kiss me a go cry fi the children. Oh. The ones when I'm not food to eat, no shoes on them feet, and I'm sleeping on the cold country. Fall up feel at the back of the hill. The youth them get a raw deal. And now how we alone are feeling. How we alone are feeling. Time I go reveal it. See they know you tell your one a secret. You get the things to give the people and you steal it. As me say how we alone are feeling.
To you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland Avenue here in Chicago. Go by there and see Samson and his lovely wife, Heru. You'll be so glad that you did. The food is off the chain and the decorum is fit for kings. I want to tell you, you will enjoy. And every now and then you'll see me there playing the piano. And we are brought to you by Haven Popcorn Haven. Popcorn Haven, they are located on the southwest side of Chicago at 111th and Cicero, and they have over 500 flavors for you to choose from. And while you're choosing, you can conveniently park in their parking lot worry-free. All right, we are Black with Grip Wrench. Grip Wrench, tell me, what's next what's next on the table with you, brother?
Well, now I'm working with this producer from out of Tobago. His name is Jeffrey George. We are putting an album together. I've just completed the tracks, all the voicing and everything. So we are to start getting the harmony done now and to proceed in getting the mix and master and license and, you know, to put out.
Yes, yes. Well, congratulations on that effort and that energy, brother.
Yes, yes. And the album will be titled Perseverance.
Indeed.
Yes, yes.
We need that.
Real, you know? Yeah.
Yes, yes, sir. So do you plan ever to come to the States?
Yes, I would love to. You know, I trust me, it would be a pleasure, it would be a joy, you know. It's nice to know if a producer, if a promoter, you know, could reach out to me and, you know, book me on the show and, you know.
We're putting some things together, some business brothers here in Chicago, and we probably will be formulating a plan to bring more artists who are not known but just as talented and bring them here to Chicago. And so we can talk about that at a, further down the road, but that is in the mix as well, brother.
Yeah, man, respect.
Yes, sir. Yes,
respect,
sir.
Yeah, man, big up Popcorn Heaven, man, and Lala Bella Restaurant, man. Big them up, man. Big up the whole staff and the whole works and the whole crew. Yeah, man.
True. Can you, when you finish with that mixing of your last CD, kindly send it to me, send me the MP3s, and I will play them on my radio show here. Your music.
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. You will get every track, man. You will get every single one. Yeah, man, don't worry yourself, man.
We give thanks, brother. We give thanks. So now, tell us, brother, are you going to form a band to do this new track, these new tracks, or you're going to have a hard band?
Well, what happened, Jeffrey is the one that he got them made, got the beats made in Tobago.
I think a couple
was made in Jamaica, in Kingston. But what he do, he just send me the finished work.
Yes.
And I record on them.
I'm talking about when you perform it. Now, when you start performing it, because people are going to want to perform it. So are you going to hire a band or you want to make your own band?
Well, you have to hire a band right now.
Yes.
Hire a band right now. In the future, I'm thinking about my own band in the future.
Yes. I remember when I formed my band, way before I formed it, I had people in mind who I was going to approach when the time came. So maybe that's what you're probably doing now, formulating in your head who would fit best in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, time is passing on. So would you kindly give us your contact information and how you can be reached on Facebook, etc.?
Yeah, man, Group Prince all over the globe, you know, in terms of the internet. You can find me on Facebook, Group Prince, on my fan page, Group Prince the Artist. If you once you find Group Prince the Artist on Facebook, you got everything on me. Everything. My website, my songs, the links to my songs, links to iTunes, links to Amazon. Yeah, you find me on Facebook, you got all the links. I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Reverb Nation, I'm on, Sonic Beat, the whole works, you know?
You're all over the globe, brother.
I'm all over the globe, you know?
Hey, yeah. Brother, we want to have you come on again down the road. Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, man. Anytime, man.
Give thanks, man.
I'm blessed myself, man. And give thanks for the live, for the link, man, and the love and the support, man.
Yes. Well, brother, we are honored to have had you, and we're looking forward to the next time. And we're going to close by saying hotep to everyone in the audience and spread love and unity. And please sign in and follow the show. That's all we have. Dubwise Talk. I'm Dr. Roger Hope. Great to be here.